Driving season is in full swing, and an unexpected car repair can cost hundreds, even thousands to fix, ruining your road trip. That's why I recommend getting extended coverage from CarShield. A new water pump could set you back over $500. Replacing your AC can cost as much as $1,500. With CarShield, the dealership or your favorite mechanic can do the work. CarShield does the rest, getting them paid directly. Save yourself from high repair bills with CarShield. Call 800-CAR-6100, mention code Benson, or visit CarShield.com. Use code Benson to save 10%. CarShield.com, a deductible may apply.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Well, we have gotten word that the State Department's new rules in this travel ban take effect 8 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. Attorneys, at least a dozen of them, will be setting up shop here at Terminal 4 again at JFK to monitor the situation and assist where needed. They're doing that on a volunteer basis, according to New York Immigration Coalition's Camille Mackler.
We have an army of over 1,000 lawyers who have their back and are ready to go back out to JFK if that becomes necessary.
Do you think those, the army of lawyers, producer Phil, remember this? We used to watch the guys march in the parade and the gals, they'd have the briefcases and they would do all kinds of stuff. You think it's that army of lawyers?
Yeah.
Remember that? Remember those people that would go out to parades and they'd all be dressed up and then they would just do stuff with their briefcases? That's who's going to be out there. The travel ban is 1 hour and 53 minutes away from taking not full effect because it's only partial effect. And I couldn't tell you exactly how they came up with some of these bizarre guidelines, but I will tell you this. This is what I guess has been sent out as part of the State Department's new guidelines. Are you ready for this? Write it down. It'll not affect you, but hey, apparently people are scoring at home. Step siblings and half siblings, you're allowed. Nieces and nephews, that's a negative, ghostwriter. Sons and daughter-in-laws are in, but brother and sister-in-laws are out. Parents, including in-laws, are considered close family, but Grammy and Grampy are not. So you have to have a credible claim of a bona fide relationship with a person or entity to enter the United States of America. What does that mean? Entity? That's kind of weird. Like, what if you say, look, I got married to that building 3 years ago and we're in love, so I should be allowed. No, it's not that. Let's say you've got a job offer. You're allowed to come here. You've got into a college. You're allowed to come here. You've bought into a business. You're allowed to come here. You have a bona fide reason with an entity to be here. Maybe you're coming over for a conference at the UN. They're going to let you in. But if you're a single man traveling with nobody here, the chances of you getting in are slim to none, and slim just left town. I don't know what the lawyers are going to be doing there. It's not like they're going to be able to file anything because they have spoken or Supreme Court here. But I'm sure there'll be confusion along the way.
Now, under the Supreme Court's ruling, the ban would block entry of nationals from six of these Muslim-majority countries for 90 days, except for those with a bona fide relationship with a person or entity here in the United States. Anyone blocked would first be stopped overseas rather than be detained here in cities like New York. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds at JFK.
So that is where this is going to start tonight. That's where a lot of people think they're going to see some stuff going down tonight. And there's going to be protests all over the place. So if you're heading to the airport and you've got somewhere to be tonight and you're in a bigger city, there's a chance that you may want to get there a little bit early because there's probably going to be some people protesting. There's probably going to be people throwing a fit. There's probably going to be people out there. And there's going to be confusion. And here's the thing in the world that we live in. A little confusion goes a long way to making everything a mess. Do you understand that? A little bitty, itty bitty confusion goes a very, very long way into making whatever it is that you're going to do a giant cluster hump. So something to be aware of. People are going to bitch. People are going to whine. People are going to moan. They're going to cry. They're going to be upset. They're going to call racism. They're going to do all the things that they do. But in truth, doesn't really mean anything. The effect on your life is very little. We always have to keep that, right? We always have to keep that in the back of our minds. How does this affect me? What exactly is going on here that has a huge effect? Is the travel ban, now, maybe traveling If you're in a bigger city where they may see an excess, they say this could affect 300 plus, you know, 1,000 travelers over X amount of months. But how much is that really going to affect you? That I don't know. Unless you have somebody that's traveling from one of these places, then, you know, I don't think it has a massive effect. It's more of a political effect on people than an actual effect on their day-to-day lives. I always try to keep that in mind when I tell people who overreact to things like this. There are things out there that we should be paying attention to. There are things out there that are very important that we should absolutely be looking at when it comes to what's going on in our world. Some people are saying today that Trump, who did what he did with his tweets today, and let's be completely honest, if you didn't hear about that, you've probably been living under a rock. And a lot of people saying, well, maybe he was taking, some of the sting out of what potentially is going to be a night of people in front of the cameras crying and saying, this is horrible. But he tweeted out something today, 8 a.m., 5 p.m. Pacific. Morning Joe is poorly rated. It's not that the hosts speak badly of me. That's true. He called both hosts disparaging names. He went on to say that Mika Brzezinski Morning Joe Scarborough, wanted to hang out with him at Mar-a-Lago during New Year's, but she was bleeding from a facelift, and that was gross. No. And, of course, that sent the world into freakish craziness. And, look, you don't need to do this. You don't need to bob and weave and to shuck and jive and to do any of this stuff. Handle business. You got a big week that didn't quite get over the hump when it came to healthcare, and people now are not thrilled by that. All the polls I see is what they think of this healthcare and the way this is going. We're going to touch on that. You have got taxes that are still sitting out there. Now we're hearing that's going to be a far way away, probably the fall before you guys even start to approach that. And 61%, according to a new Gallup poll, want tax reform. 61% of the people. That's great. But you're not getting stuff done. You've got immigration bills that are out there today. There's a lot of things that are out there that we need to focus on that matter far more to the American people. And you tweeting about Brzezinski being a bleeder, essentially, is something that's not needed. She fired back with a tweet of a Cheerio box, and it says, made for little hands, which was an old, you know, Cheerio saying, because a lot of babies eat Cheerios. That's kind of the first thing they do is they get Cheerios, and it shows the little baby reaching for a Cheerio. But everybody, this is the thing. Paul Ryan comes out today. Rather than address a lot of the stuff that he wanted to, including the new immigration bills that were out there today that we're going to touch upon, he's got to, you know, sit out there and talk about this.
What we're trying to do around here is improve the tone and the civility of the debate. And this obviously doesn't help do that.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't help do any of that. So then what do you do? I'm just saying, you know, what do you do? This doesn't help anything. And then you've got to, you know, of course, listen to the likes of, Nancy Pelosi.
I just don't know why the Republicans, they can tolerate almost anything. The tweets of the president of the United States, they set a low standard for public officials in terms of their demeanor.
And then you've got your, you know, I guess, I don't know if she's even the acting press secretary anymore, because I don't know where Sean Spicer is, but Sarah Huckabee Sanders going on out there and having to address this when we should be talking about real issues that affect the people of America day to day that have an actual impact on lives of people.
The American people elected somebody who's tough, who's smart, and who's a fighter, and that's Donald Trump. And I don't think that it's a surprise to anybody that he fights fire with fire.
No, it's not a surprise, but you know what? I just get on with it. I don't care that you say, you know, I'm at the point now, I don't care what you say about the media, CNN, a lot of these things, they've earned a bit of what they're getting, right? They've earned that. And I know that Mika and Joe are, first of all, they're on a morning show that maybe gets 600,000 viewers. Maybe. Nobody knows who they are, right? Unless you're a cable news junkie, you don't know. They're a bit of elitist, absolutely. But it doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter. Tweet your agenda. Talk about that stuff. Fight for yourself when it comes to the bills and the legislation you want to get through. Fight for the American people. Get over this kind of pettiness. That's the way I feel. I'm okay if you want to take a jab that's kind of funny every once in a great while, but this is a recurring thing over and over and over and over again. And with his followers, with his people, they love it. They think it's great. But I sit here and I want the president to do well, and I scratch my head because I thought, nah, this was unnecessary. It really was. Not that I think they're anything special, because I don't. Because I don't. I don't think they're anything special at all. But it was unnecessary. Who cares what they say? Grow thicker skin, move on. You want to fight? Fight for the jobs. Fight for the people. Fight for immigration reform. Fight for Kate's Law. Fight for the wall. Fight for tax reform. Fight for regulations. Fight for those things. And how we're going to fix this country, because so much of the government has got in there and it's screwed and jacked the pooch and everything. Fight for health care. Don't pick a fight with two morning hosts who are... There you go. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChatBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. You can also tweet at us, at Chad Benson Show. Hey, between 10 and 3 every single day is the most dangerous time for your home, because it's when it's alone, because you're not there. Your home literally is alone. Inside of your home is your goodies, is your life, is your memories. But between 10 and 3, while you're doing your best work, robbers are doing their worst. Stop intruders in their tracks. Don't worry anymore. Get Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe is a completely wireless system that's so easy to install. You get it at, let's say, noon by 1. It's up and running. And it is an arsenal that will stop anything in its tracks. Entry sensors, glass break sensors, high-definition security cameras. You're going to know what's going on in your house even when you're not there. No long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7, round-the-clock professional monitoring. And all of that is less than $15 a month. Go to simplysafe.com/Benson. Get a special 10% discount when you order your home system today. That's simplysafe.com/Benson. You will love it. It's easy to set up. My mom did it. My friends have done it. I've done it. And I tell you what, there is peace of mind knowing that, you know, sometimes we forget stuff. And having that backup is great. But knowing that your house is being watched and being protected with Simply Safe, that is peace of mind. All for less than $15 a month. Simplysafe.com/Benson. Go there. Save 10% today. Simplysafe.com/Benson. Oh, so much stuff to get to. Immigration, the strongest stupid in America, Jeff Bridges, and our urban word straight ahead, Chad Benson Show.
Darn that climate change. Batten down the hatches. It's Topical Storm Chad headed your way.
He's not going to sit back and be attacked by the liberal media, Hollywood elites, and when they hit him, he's going to hit back.
Hit back, Hollywood elites. You know who is a person who is liberal, supported Hillary Clinton during the election campaign, but to me, and I think this is a good thing, and I think this goes to show you that this is the way human beings should act, right? This is, to me, this is the way, and I see it. I see it on my page. I see it when I interact with people. I see how people have become more divisive towards one another. And you know what I've noticed is people don't even have, we don't have the common decent courtesy anymore to give people an extra moment or two to even hear what they have to say. And we turn around and we just walk away. Or we get pissed. Or we just unfriend them. Or, you know, and it's like, it's ridiculous. But Jeff Bridges, who, again, supported Hillary Clinton, said some people will be blatantly out there talking about their disappointments and ridiculing the way that President Trump is acting. I'm rooting for him to do well. I'm rooting for him as a human being to do the cool thing. And talks about childhood hunger, which he's worried about. But he wants the president to do well. And I think we should all, you know, take that into effect. And that includes all you out there who didn't vote for Hillary. If she was president, how would you be acting? Would you be rooting against her or for? And we have to stop this for or against thing. We deal with human beings every day who we don't jive with, not only politically, just in the way they live their lives, right? Who they are. Maybe they believe in God. Maybe they don't. Maybe they're pro-choice. Maybe they're not, right? Maybe they, you know, we deal with human. And the more that we can interact and the more that we can learn about people, the more that we can actually sit down and have a conversation, the better it is for all of us. And it's about just listening to what people have to say. It shouldn't be this hard in life. It really shouldn't. But it is, because for whatever reason, we just have no patience anymore for human beings. And attitudes, politically, non-politically, just doesn't matter. Each and every day, we try to make you a smidge hipper on the streets. That way, if you throw down some of this vernacular, kids may look at you in a way that, like, what is that? Mom and Dad know what's going on. That's right, they do. We call this our urban word of the day.
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
Urban word of the day today is extra. Extra. If someone calls you extra, it's because you're trying too hard or being over the top. Think of it this way. CNN is being extra when it comes to the Russia coverage and the way that they're going after Trump. That is real, baby. That is real. CNN is definitely, they're definitely being extra on that. That's your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
Cranium is being stretched. I tell you what, sitting here looking at all of this stuff, listening to all of the talking heads and people are texting in, oh, I love what Trump does stuff like this because the media frenzy goes. It's not about that. It's not about the media frenzy. It's about the fact that you take away from what other people are trying to do, because people then have to start answering questions when they shouldn't be. They should be discussing things that matter. They shouldn't be answering questions that is about being a sensationalism or provocative. It shouldn't be about any of that stuff. That's the frustration when I see stuff like this. That's the frustration I have. I don't mind that he takes a shot every once in a while and defends himself when it comes to the media, because damn it, they deserve it. The CNNs and the MSNBCs, and dare I say, even Joe and Mika in the morning, who have hammered him. And I watch all of the news channels, and it drives me crazy. In fact, today I got so bored with it, I'm just like, oh, good, the soccer game's on, Germany-Mexico in the Confederation Cup, and I watched that. But it drove me crazy because everything is negative all the time. And it's frustrating. And I don't mind he takes a shot every once in a while, calls him fake news, this, that, and the other, and defends himself. But this kind of stuff takes away from the messaging that should be getting out there. And the fact that your people have to answer this all the time takes away from them getting that message as well out there. Stupid is strong in America. How strong? Wait to hear this story. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
We have a need in this world to be wanted, to be loved, to be adored. People have a need now to be famous, and they don't have to do it the old-fashioned way, right? Andy Warhol said that everybody gets 15 minutes of fame. Well, now you can create 15 minutes of fame and then some via the internet. You can. And you can make a lot of money. And you can create a persona, and you can become something that, you know, 20 years ago just wasn't going to happen, right? Never going to happen. But now you can. Because of things like Jackass and the want and the need for people to try to get likes and views and followers, people are willing to do the most insane things because they're desperate for fame and attention. And sometimes it goes tragically wrong. The stupid is strong in America. Don't ever think it's not. In fact, the stupid is strong worldwide. It's not just America. It's worldwide. The stupid is strong. I lived in Europe. There was plenty of stupid there, too. Don't let anybody tell you there wasn't. This, though, happens to be homegrown stupid. Is that the best way to describe it, I think, is homegrown stupid. And I'm going to be harsh because I do stuff like that. It's a young couple. right? Mona Lisa Perez of Hallstatt, Minnesota, and her boyfriend Pedro Ruiz III. They began their request for YouTube fame by creating and posting videos of mostly harmless, stupid pranks. I threw stupid in there. Mr. Ruiz climbing onto a, you know, tenuous tree branch and falling a short distance, or Miss Perez feeding him a donut covered with baby powder. Blah, 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 blah. Useless stuff. It's all about getting a viral video, right? It's all, that's what it is. How can I get a viral video? What makes a viral video? Why is it the girl in the Chewbacca mask gets 50 million views and these kids can't do something? We need subscribers. We need viewers. Because, look, if you get 100,000, 200,000, 500,000, a million subscribers or, you know, or followers, you can make a decent living off it. The likes of PewDiePie and all these other people who get out there and they make tens of millions of dollars just being online doing stupid stuff or better yet, just talking. Yeah. You can. And it's never been any easier in history to do something like that. You can never leave your house and be uber famous. It's crazy, right? Well, these two on Monday evening decided to do an amazing trick, a trick that went horribly wrong.
Family members say Pedro was a family man, a hard worker, and a thrill seeker. They do not think the fatal shooting was intentional.
They would do anything for each other, including something this stupid. Mona Lisa would do anything he would ask. That's how much she loved him.
He said he had practiced it. It's just sad.
Now, producer Phil, before we tell everybody what the trick was, do you think they really practiced this trick?
I don't think they did at all.
I do not think they did at all. What was the trick? He was going to hold up a very thick book, and she was going to shoot him with a 50 caliber Desert Eagle, and they were going to film it. Take that in for a second. What do you think happened, people? It went through the book, striking him in the chest and killing him dead.
Pranks and stunts gathered hundreds of subscribers on YouTube. Family members apparently discouraged Ruiz from doing this very stunt. Pedro's uncle showed us a post from Mona Lisa's Twitter account just before the shooting. It reads, "Me and Pedro are probably going to shoot one of the most dangerous videos ever. His idea, not mine."
Now, they have a three-year-old little one. I don't know if it's him or if it's her, if it's them together who has a three-year-old. She's pregnant, and again, 19. Solid, you know, life choices here. But look, kid was, he was doing well with his life. Had a chance to buy a house. He had two cars. I mean, he was making some money. But it's that allure of being famous. And I say this because all of us have kids or all of us have nieces and nephews or all of us have people in our life who are desperate and will do stupid things. And these are the kind of things that people think, well, this is going to be great. And this is going to be huge. And it's, you know, this is a snapshot of something that went tragically wrong. But it's a desperation thing out there, especially for young kids today to want this, to need this. Even us adults in our 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s have that, you know, want the people to like their stuff and to click on their stuff and to do all that because there is that, you know, dopamine fix of, oh, somebody likes me. Somebody likes that. There is something real there. And that day today, and we'll talk about it later, it was just, we're celebrating the 10th anniversary of the iPhone. Went on sale 10 years ago today. Think about how far we've come. But this was all about social media.
There's people out there doing crazy things to get these views, to get their numbers up.
Pedro got a full-time job at the age of 18. They say he was making enough to buy a house, two cars, and provide for his three-year-old daughter, Aaliyah.
My understanding is she saw it happen.
His uncle says they were ready to start a big family. Mona Lisa is 7 months pregnant with his second child.
Now, she is in jail. She faces second-degree manslaughter charges, carry upwards of 10 years in prison. His family wants her released.
Relatives of Ruiz told us they don't want Mona Lisa to be locked away. They want her to be able to move on with her life despite this unexpected tragedy.
It's going to be hard for her as it is, whether they decide to charge her with something or not. This alone is a charge. She has to live with this for the rest of her life, and it's sad.
Yeah, I don't think she meant to do it. I don't think that she should be charged with it. He was stupid. They seem to be both stupid together. And, I don't want to say it's a tragedy, all right? Little kid gets cancer, that's a tragedy. Those things to me are tragedy. This is stupidity. I read this story, and I'll be honest with you, I laughed a little bit, and I know that sounds harsh, but stupid is as stupid does, and this was stupid. You're a dumbass. I don't think they practiced this trick. I don't think they did anything of the sort. I think, quite frankly, and I got a lot of people this morning when I did on my Sacramento show, say, oh, the Darwin Award winner's here. That's kind of the way I feel. That is. It sounds harsh, but in truth, my empathy bucket is completely empty when it comes to stuff like this. You're a dumbass for trying something like this. I'm not going to sit here and pity you. I'm not going to sit here and say, well, that's sad. And we can all sit here and go, oh, it's sad that somebody died. Yeah, it is, but it's even sadder that somebody thought this was a good idea. Right? Somebody said, hey, you know what's a great idea? I want you to shoot me, but I'm going to hold up a book. And get the 50 cal, right? Because I want it to look good. For God's sakes, the worst, get blanks. And I'm going to get text messages. I did. I'm going to get text messages. Chad, you're horrible. Chad, you're bad. Chad, you're this. Chad, no, I'm not. I'm honest, and that's why you listen. And you feel the same way, but nobody else will say it. It's a dumb thing to do, a dumbass move, and it was all for how many likes can I get? How many views can I get? Well, you're going to get none. How about that? If you're traveling this summer, and a lot of us are, we're going to be on the road, but a lot of us are going to be in the air as well. Let me tell you something, kids. Things at the TSA are going to change a bit. It's not just here, but it's around the world, which could affect us. Because they're trying to make us safer based on the fact that people coming in from different countries, and I'm not talking about the travel ban itself, I'm talking about people coming in from places like Frankfurt and Munich, Berlin, London, Paris, you know, Adelaide, Sydney, wherever, coming in from around the globe. You know, we've got they're talking about, are we going to ban, you know, electronics? What are we going to do? Well, the TSA is starting to hyping it up a little bit, and they're starting to look around the world and say, how can we make people traveling here, coming into our country, how can we make that a safer thing for them and for us?
Jetliners headed to America are the crown jewel target for terrorists, according to the head of Homeland Security, who tonight is announcing strict new requirements to fly into the U.S.
It is time that we raise the global baseline of aviation security. We cannot play international whack-a-mole with each new threat.
And I like that. I like that. And they're talking about a new way to screen, almost having a guideline for you know, globally. And what I've said all along is, you know, TSA here, it's a placebo effect. You go to the TSA, you look at the TSA, what is the TSA, right? It's kind of the DMV-ish. And I know there may be some TSA people going, you're a jerk. But it is. It's meant to make us feel safe, but in truth, it's like 90-some percent of the things that people try to sneak through end up getting through. They don't catch a lot of stuff. A lot of it's just about luck of the draw that things don't happen. Now they're saying, if you got a book, you're going to take your book out because they're going to look through your book. Why is that? Well, what if you cut, you know, a gun, you know, out of the pages and you put a gun inside there? What if you did this? What if, I mean, they're going to be looking at everything. All the while not focusing on the fact that we kind of know what we're looking for, but if we said, hey, we're looking for people that you know, fit this description, we're going by the things that have happened in the past, but you can't say that because that's a racist thing. So instead, they're going to let those people wander through, right? Here comes six Pakistani guys with 1,000 electronics, and they're walking through. Nobody's paying attention. They're not even looking at them because they're afraid to be called racist. On the other side of the things, Grandma Guns over there is 106 years old. She can barely walk. She can't see. She doesn't know where she is. She's with her family as they're going to go dump her husband into the ocean, right, on a final trip with Grandma Gums. And what do? They decide, hey, we're going to make her stand up, and we're going to give her a once-over and then some and embarrass the hell out of everybody because this makes us all feel better. I don't buy it. I think it's crap. Look, if 19 grandmothers on that Tuesday in September of 2001 hijacked airplanes, I would look at grandmas a much different way. I would. You would. If grandma had an underwear bomb, I'd look at grandma in a much different way. If she had a shoe bomb, I'd look at grandma in a much different way. I think we all would. But these are things that can't be said because they are racist.
Passengers will see more canine units, more explosive swabbing, and possibly these new scanning machines, which can show contents of a bag in 3D. This means the laptop ban from airports in 8 countries will not be expanded if airlines follow what DHS calls raising the bar of security around the world.
And remember, for all of us out here, as we think about these things, a lot of times people will fly over from Frankfurt and they'll land in New York and they'll exit the plane. And that plane will fly somewhere else. And you have to ask yourself, okay, that plane came from somewhere. Who was loading that plane? Right? Who loaded that plane? Who was underneath in that country loading that plane? To me, that's a bigger concern than passengers in a lot of ways. I want to know what's going on underneath. I could see what's going on here. But what's going on underneath is a bigger concern. And as we saw with the Russian jet airliner a couple of years ago and several others, it's the baggage handlers elsewhere that seem to cause a pretty big mess when it comes to terrorism. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Tweet at us, at Chad Benson Show. This is The Chad Benson Show.
Got to get something off your mind? Text the show 24/7. We've got a special number just for you. 323-538-CHAD. That's 323-538-2423. And keep it clean.
You don't have to keep it clean. They put that on there. I really don't care. I got a lot of horrible stuff. You know, it's text me now. Like I said, 323-538-2423. PETA thought, hey, you know what? We'll challenge everybody. And they picked the wrong food to play the challenge game. There are some food you could probably take a challenge game, and you could say, well, you know what? I don't really need to eat that or whatever. If you know, well, I don't know what food that would be, but there is some out there. But they chose one of the few foods that even my friends who have become vegetarians or become vegan, but they've eaten this food, say, yeah, this. If there's one slip-up, it's this. Bacon. They tweeted out, present your best argument for eating bacon. Thinking they would get a few things, and what they got was a barrage of people who were just talking about the amazing taste of bacon, and they were actually trolled by Orrin Hatch. I thought that was hilarious, that PETA was trolled by Orrin Hatch. Like, of all the people, you got trolled by that guy? But what's not to love about bacon? We have talked about this on the show forever and a day. Bacon is one of those things where if they say you can live to 78, but no bacon, or 76, but bacon, you're choosing 76. Because bacon is great. One of the tweet, one of the people who responded to the tweet absolutely had the best little meme up there. And it is a picture of a dog and a piglet next to each other. Little puppy, little piglet. Why love one but eat the other? Choose vegetarian is the billboard. The person says, because one isn't full of delicious bacon. And I'll tell you guys this, and I want you, you'll look at your dog different tonight, but it's the truth. If your cat or dog tasted as good as bacon, they wouldn't be our pets. They wouldn't. They wouldn't be a part of the family, but they don't. They don't taste like that. You know how we know? Because people have tried. Some people still do. They've got the dog and cat meat festival in China. I know that's supposed to be outlawed, but still, it's not like they're checking on it. And they talked about the fact that there are still plenty of cats and dogs available, even though the dog side's supposed to be outlawed. It's kind of crappy that you don't outlaw the cats, but whatever. But if they tasted that good, we'd eat them. I know. You're horrible. I'm not. I'm honest. That's why you like me. Hey, it's great to be straight. Happy Heterosexual Pride Day. happen, or as I call it, Thursday or any other day, because whatever. I have a shirt that says straight, and it's got a rainbow on it, and it's got like, it's like a dark gray and a light gray, and then like a charcoal, and then a jet black rainbow stripes. It's funny. You know, you can laugh. People can laugh about it. Some people can't laugh about it. And the funny thing is, you know, it is meant as sarcasm and as a joke. And sure enough, people have become offended by this. And it's been a year since it was Heterosexual Pride Day. And now that it's out there, people, of course, are posting stuff all over Twitter and Facebook talking about, how dare you do something like that? You should not be doing something like that. You shouldn't say stuff like that. And, you know, and it's, here's the thing. And I want everybody to understand this. And even this is something good for Trump. In life, the more that you can be secure with yourself, the more that, as far as self-deprecating humor, as far as a lot of this stuff where people, you know, maybe poke fun at you, or people have some sarcasm, or they say and do something, the better it is, right? That the more maturity you have and the stronger you are when you can just learn to go, ha, that's funny, and you move on with your life. And people can't. The do-gooders of the world, many of which I'm sure are probably straight, feel the need to protect people because they feel that's their need. It's Heterosexual Pride Day. And damn it, I'm going to say it loud and proud. It's great to be straight. Mm-hmm. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.